Hey there, and welcome back to the Breakpoint Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Patrice Carter, the coach's coach, and I'm excited because today what I'm bringing to you is the first in a series of coach's coach coaching and teaching where I just take time to just add value to other coaches like myself to help them be better in their calling, to be better in their coaching practices, and to just make the industry better as a whole by just lending my expertise and what God has gifted me with to all that we're doing. So I hope that this speaks to you. I hope that it blesses you. I hope that I'm able to add some value that as a coach, you can turn around and add to your practice and just make work for you. So I would love to hear your feedback. Let me know. But just a little bit about me as a coach, I have over 10 years of experience as a Christian life coach. And for the last 3 years, I've been certifying and training Christian life coaches. Professionally, I have over 30 years of experience in the industries of business, military, academia, and healthcare. And I bring all that to bear through my company, Breakpoint Coaching LLC, where we certify, equip, and train Christian life coaches. Let's just get right into it. Today's topic, I want to share four ways that you can know if you're called to be a Christian life coach. So four ways of how you know if you're called or that you're called to be a Christian life coach. And so to do that, I want to just give a definition that sets the tone for today's podcast topic. And that is offered up by Tony Solstice, who is amazing. He is well respected in the area of the Christian coaching field and is considered a pioneer. He's trained hundreds of coaches and he helped to found an international coaching school and has created a wide range of training resources that are used both nationally and internationally in areas of Asia and Africa for leadership training. So he defines calling as an external commission I accept to serve a greater good. My impetus or choice to serve certain others without regard to personal reward. And that is a calling. That is how he defines calling. So again, what I want to share with you today is four ways that you can know if this is your calling, if being a Christian life coach or just being a life coach is what God has called you to do. And that first way that you can do that, that first question, if you will, that you want to ask yourself is legacy and service, is related to legacy and service. So with that, when you start thinking about legacy, that's something that you want to leave behind in service to others. And as coaches, we know that we listen and we ask. We don't lead or direct or guide. Again, we're always asking, always listening. And with that, the questions that you want to ask yourself when you start to think about legacy and service are questions such as, what legacy do I want to leave behind? How will the world be a better place because I lived? Another question you can ask yourself is, well, what does a really great legacy look like to me? And maybe think about two people in your life that you really admire and, you know, maybe write some notes or make some annotations about what you admire about the legacy they've left behind and how you might emulate that or add to what you're already doing. Another question you could ask yourself is, what do you care most about that is bigger than you? It can be a cause, a goal, a principle, a people, a truth. You know, what do you want to live your life for or give your life to? And lastly, what world-changing dream makes your heart beat faster? So as you think about those questions, again, remembering that this is all under the umbrella of calling. So this is a calling. So now, because it's a calling, doesn't imply that we don't get paid as coaches, because we do, but also coaching is a ministry. So coaching is part of our marketplace ministry, and God has called us into commerce and areas of commerce to be his hands and feet, if you will. But one of the other things that Solstice goes on to share is that for a variety of reasons, calling seems to be the least understood and tapped facet of life purpose. Calling, he shares again, is a commission coming from outside of yourself to serve something bigger than yourself. And it keeps life purpose from becoming narcissistic and selfish while it addresses our deep desire to give our lives to something of lasting worth and significance. So the second way that you can determine or know if you're called to be a Christian life coach is to answer this question: who will I serve? One of the clearest clues to your calling is in the people or needs you consistently feel drawn to and reach out to serve, Solstice shares. Identifying this target audience for your calling is very illuminating. And so questions that he gives us that we can answer for ourselves to help us to be able to begin to hone in on this target and these people that we've been called to is to answer this: who do you want to help in your life? What kinds of people would you most like to make a difference for? Think back over the last 90 days. Who have you gone out of your way to help, in big ways or small? What drew you to each of these people? Another thing to think about is, in what areas do you repeatedly find others looking to you for hope, for wisdom, service, or just a touch of love? And how does it touch your heart when they come to you? Now, this is a really good one when you think about who will you serve. What causes fire you up? It could be the environment, adoption, digging wells in Africa, making your neighborhood safe, anything. What cause gets you angry? What cause gets you passionate? What cause gets you determined? Or what cause gets you excited? Again, taking some time to really to write these questions down as you're listening to the podcast and to take some time to just be still before the Lord and to get quiet and just to reflect on each question and write down what comes up for you. Write down the answers or write down what God reveals. And this will begin to give you really some refinement, because some of you listening or that will listen are already coaches, and so I respect you already in your own right. So what I want to do is to help you begin to think about, you know, has that target market that you initially started serving changed? Or are you a coach who started out more as a generalist and you're thinking more about niching down or really doing more refining of who God has called you to serve? So I hope this is helpful. So I want to share a quote before I give you the last two tips. And the quote is by Albert Schweitzer. And it reads, "I don't know what your destiny will be, but one thing I do know, the ones among you who will be really happy are those who have sought and found how to serve." And that's truly what we do as Christian life coaches. I love it. I wake up every day excited about the work that God has called me to do. And I believe that you probably do too. And so Solstice again shares that many find their call through their relationship with God. When they sense that God has commissioned them to serve others in a particular way for the good of all. Whereas others find a commission to work for the greater good from their nation, company, family, or community. He shares that there's a wide variation in how people experience a sense of call, meaning that it could come to us at a young age or in our old age, through pain, through joy, urging us to give in huge collective efforts or small individual acts of kindness. And he shares that while that calling usually aligns with a person's passionate design, the fact that it comes from an external source makes it less predictable and not as easily found by searching within. And so that is the purpose of these questions and this questioning, if you will, this asking and this listening that we're talking about. So number three, the third way that you can know if you're called to be a Christian life coach, and that is service from suffering. So when Tony Stoltzfus refers to service from suffering, he shares that many people find a sense of call in their own suffering. They care deeply about helping those who are suffering in the same way they did. And so suffering is a fruitful area to probe when you're trying to determine a sense of calling. And some questions that you can consider and ponder and reflect on and resonate on are, what individuals, groups, or needs do I deeply identify with out of my own suffering, and how do I want to help them? What difficulties have I faced that became defining moments when I overcame them? How have these experiences equipped me to serve others? In what areas of my life that were broken or messed up in the past, am I now helping others? And what message of hope does my life embody for others? I love that question. That's an excellent question. And then guys, number four, which I believe is the best out of all of them, is the fourth way that you can know if you're called to be a Christian life coach is to tune into God. And He has the master plan. And when you're a marketplace minister like I am, I believe I shared that I left my full-time job 10 years ago to go into full-time marketplace ministry. God became my boss, and He is an excellent boss. He pays well. He pays timely. He teaches me something new every day. He's my best friend. He's super funny and generous and firm, and I just love working for Him. And so by turning into God, Stoltzfus shares that being commissioned by your Creator engenders a powerful sense of destiny in people of faith. While there are well-known cases of those who manipulate us with God talk to serve their own desires, they are greatly outnumbered by the anonymous heroes who have genuinely given and served out of their relationship with God. So the questions that you want to ask yourself as you begin to think about tuning into God and asking Him more about this call in your life. If you're already a coach, just asking for the next level, asking for the deeper place, the deeper things. If you're brand new, God, where do I start? The questions that help you are, what do your spiritual values have to say about the purpose of life? Have you found a sense of call through your relationship with God? And if so, what is it? What can you do with the life you've been given that would make you look forward to showing the results to your Creator? Isn't that awesome? I'm like, God, look what we did, Daddy. This is awesome. And then lastly, what has God spoken to you directly or through others about your calling? And so, guys, those are four ways: legacy and service, who will you serve, service from suffering, and tuning into God are the four ways that you can take time to reflect on, to ponder, to pray about, to think about, to meditate on, to determine and know if you're called to be a Christian life coach. So how can I help? I'm so glad you asked. I certify, equip, and train Christian life coaches through my company, Breakpoint Coaching Collective. And we have two ways that you can become certified. Or if you just want to have a conversation with me, you know, you can reach out through my website, which I'll share, and schedule a 30-minute free consultation or time for us just to chat. Maybe I can answer some questions for you. And be sure to comment here in the podcast and let me know if this was helpful, please. But we offer live coach certification training. It's 12 weeks. We have day and evening courses. We are currently enrolling new coaches. We have classes that meet on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Again, day and evening sections. And then we also are super proud to share that we've recently launched our eCoach 12-week certification course, which is completely mobile-ready and self-paced. And so you can log in to that program, and you can become certified in 12 weeks, all from the comfort of your own home. And you can access the course from your iPhone, your Samsung, whatever phone, iPad, tablet, or home computer you have, desktop. You can access the program from anywhere in the world and go through the coaching journey. And we're right here to help you along the way, me and my team of coaches. So I want to just thank you for taking time to listen today. to these four ways that you can know if you're called to be a Christian life coach. My name is Dr. Patrice Carter. I am the coach's coach, and I'm going to be hosting more podcasts where I just add value and give resources, tips, tools, etc., to help us all be better as coaches and to help the industry be excellent. God bless you. Please reach out to me. You can reach me through my website, www.drpatricecarter.com, or you can message me here through Anchor Radio, through the Breakpoint Podcast. And I just look forward to connecting with you, and I will see you soon. God bless you guys, and happy coaching.